We're back to the Neil Haley Show, also the media giant effect. I'm excited to welcome my co-host, Kim Sorrell, author of Love Is. Kim, what's going on? How are you?
Neil, I'm doing great. I'm in my car, of all places, out and about today.
That's what you need to be. We need to be in the pandemic. We can't be just stuck in a place. And you'll be seeing this a lot for me. So I like seeing my co-hosts do the same thing. We got to be traveling, meeting people, doing things, not stuck in one place. That's my takeaway. But we have an amazing guest. So go ahead and introduce our guest.
Oh, my word. Okay, so Laura Silva is beautiful, gorgeous, talented, unbelievable. I love Eden. I love the character that you play, married to a crazy man. I am so curious to ask you so many things, like, is your husband anything? Is your husband Steven anything like Simon? I mean, you do just such an amazing job. I just love the character. I love what you do with it. And I would just love to hear more about you. It is so wonderful to meet you.
Thank you, Kim. I have a huge smile on my face. That was so sweet. I so appreciate that. That is awesome. I'm so glad to hear you're a huge fan, and of Eden as well. It's been such a gift to be able to play Eden, because we don't know a lot about her. So it was so amazing to be able to bring who I am, Lada, and what makes me into her. So like that strong woman of faith. And, you know, I didn't come into my faith until later in life. So it's like, I don't know. I feel like I went through life almost to play her and get to play her now. It's been great. And to answer your question, my husband, Steven, he does have a little bit of an Italian temper, very rare. It's never like directed at me, but I know he can get a little like, you know, boiling. And so I've been able to pull off of real experience to handle Simon.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, it is what it is, for sure. But I think that it's got to be amazing to be part of a project that's getting such popularity, The Chosen. I mean, it's huge, right?
Absolutely. I mean, yes. It's growing. Like, I mean, just the worldwide views and the, you know, our app and where now how we're streaming season one and two, you can find it everywhere almost, you know, but whether it's Amazon or Peacock. And now that we have episodes one and two of season three being released in over 2,000 screens, you know, nationwide, it's almost like it's growing faster than we can like keep up with it. And that's been mind blowing. I have to like pinch myself. Yeah.
Well, it is an amazing show. There's no doubt about it, and sheds light on so many different things, but you're right. Eden is not a character that is, that you read about, all throughout the Bible, or, you know, all throughout the New Testament when, Simon Peter's around. And so, how has that been, like, for a character development and whatever? Because you only had so much to draw on, probably.
Right. Yeah. Between what I had to do, honestly, was a lot of prayer, because I was so anxious to have this responsibility of playing a character from the Bible that you don't really know a lot about, except for that Jesus healed her mother, you know, Simon Peter's mother-in-law. So you hear that side of it, but then you don't know, okay, well, how was their marriage? How was their marriage? And what could have, you know, what was it like to be married to a fisherman who is in debt and now is following Jesus? And, you know, it's been incredible. It's been challenging for sure, but, I don't know how I've been able to do it, honestly, just with supernatural, power and help, and then just relying and staying true to who I am to bring her to life, so that what you're seeing on screen is authentically me in that moment as Eden, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great answer. I love that answer.
Totally. Yeah, I was going to kind of go add on to this kind of role once you got in The Chosen versus some of your other roles in your career. It must be great to be able to share your faith on set and things like that compared to some places where you're not able to.
Right. Yes, it is. I try to just honestly keep that in mind. Even when I'm on a regular set, I'm not always, it's not always as easy or welcoming to share your story. But if somebody asks, you know, I just try to walk in that light so that people can see the joy, you know, that I do have and the life that I do live. I hope that others will, I don't know, be open-minded and open-hearted to kind of see, you know, that I am trying, like I am trying to be bold and kind of be able to tell my story and how I got to acting because I was open to Jesus coming into my life and helping me get there, if that makes sense. So yeah, it's a huge part of my life, because I wouldn't have gotten to The Chosen without God, honestly, and really listening and opening up to him. So
yeah, wow. I love that. I love what you're having to say. It's amazing how when you do just listen, when you pray and listen and believe mm-hmm. and want so badly to do what God wants you to do, how the doors open. Right. And it's a whole different life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And certainly it has had an effect on your life, even though you've been interested though since childhood, right? About acting. And
yeah, in elementary school, I went to a performing arts school, and we put on dances and shows and plays. And then after that, I didn't do it again. I honestly just continued through regular, you know, schools. There, I didn't do any other performing arts. I didn't pursue it. I just thought that it was something that was fun that I did, and then that was that. So after high school, when I went into college, and I felt misplaced and was going in, I went into the sciences, and I loved it and I was good at it, but I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't feel this like burning passion in my soul. And it wasn't until I pursued acting and honestly pursued Jesus to help me, because what a crazy industry to try to go into almost at like a later age. A lot of actors start when they're, you know, as children. And I didn't take my first acting class until my mid-20s. So it's been mind-blowing and kind of a testament to show that God doesn't really have timelines. And, you know, I may feel unqualified as I sit here in this interview and how I'm on the show. I still feel like, wow, how am I the one that was chosen to do this? But that's a testament to God, that he doesn't care about all of that. He doesn't care that you went to the fanciest school or not. That when you're following your purpose and you're doing what you're supposed to do and following him, literal miracles can happen.
Now, Kim wrote a book called Love Is, and go ahead with your Love Is question, Kim.
So Laura, I did write this book. I was diagnosed with cancer, and 4 months later, my husband was, and he passed away 6 weeks after that. And it made me question the real meaning of love, right? It's mm-hmm. sort of a mystery, but John says that God is love. So not that that God loves, but he is love, right? And so mm-hmm. figuring out what that means, I went on this year-long quest and search for the true meaning and found out some things about love that were mind-blowing, like really life-changing. Yeah. And so I'm always curious, like love to you. What has it been to you? What is love like in your life?
Love has been truly life-saving for me, because I don't always love myself, and I'm very sensitive. And growing up, I've always been told that is not something that you should be, that you need to be strong. And, you know, and honestly, love has saved my life. Because I know that I was created from love, and that God truly does love us and who we are, and for us to just be proud of who we are and to stand firm in that. So I don't know what the answer is, but that's what I've got.
I love it. That's a beautiful, beautiful answer.
So where's the best place we can connect with you? And also You said it's available in theaters as well.
Yes. Yeah, episodes 1 and 2 will be available in theaters November 18th. And we can get those at thechosentickets.com. And we're so excited for you all to see what we've worked so hard on for season 3. And for me, you can connect with me on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook as well. I think that's it.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.